Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm in Atlanta attending Convergence 2010. I have pleasure to have Dan from Industry Build today. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Dan, introduce yourself to the and your organization.
Sure thing. We are Industry Built Software Corp. My name is Dan Outen, and I'm the Chief Technology Officer. Industry Built Software Corp is a Dynamics NAV ISV. That's a lot of acronyms there, but we build software on that platform for the food industry as well as for equipment dealers. And those two products are Just Food ERP and EquipSoft.
Wonderful. And I know you have pretty unique niche in terms of the certain industry vertical, and you are able to consume so much technology from Microsoft to help your customers. So NAV is one of them. And also while working with you, SharePoint 2010, Cellulite 4, Windows 7, I was curious to see how you are able to leverage all of that as part of your next-gen solution.
Sure thing. Obviously, NAV is the core of our platform. That's where we build a lot of the functionality that drives business processes and transactions. But one of the things we've been recently doing is working with SharePoint 2010, as well as Silverlight 4, as well as ASP and .NET and web services with the NAV service tier, in order to be able to bring data back down to a different layer and to be able to bring it to a different type of user. We're able to actually bring it to users right at the shop floor, all the way up to the executives.
Very good. So tell me a scenario where some of your portal users, as you said, and using Silverlight 4, what kind of user experience they can expect?
Well, with Silverlight 4, you obviously get a very graphically rich user experience, which really gives you the ability to do things like mapping or some sort of visualization like that. One of the examples we do have is with mapping in the shipping area, where basically with our routes, when you're shipping multiple locations, you want to be able to help the driver or the person organizing the driver to help understand what best route to take, or at least visualize it inside of a map. That's one example of something that we're working on.
And I could see that the person can use gestures, kind of zoom in, zoom out, kind of flip around. And
well, that's the great thing about Windows 7 and working with Microsoft Technologies is that as soon as you build one aspect of it, all these other technologies come in and work with it natively. So without having to do any extra work, we're able to get the multi-touch working on a map or any of our other Silverlight interfaces built inside of that SharePoint portal.
Nice, very nice. Hey, thanks, Dan, for coming.
I appreciate it.
I hope you're enjoying the show.
Very glad to be here.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you.